So let me ask you on the supervision.
Yes.
Question. We have the language that you've relied on in your brief, but do we have any information about what has actually happened in the exercise of those powers of supervision?
Yes. Judge Rogers, that's an excellent question. No, there's really no evidence except evidence that was given by the special counsel in the brief. We argue that the supervision is basically, there's no real supervision going on.
The supervision that you say is required is prohibited or not allowed
Your Honor, if you look at, as Judge Friedrich did, look at the structure of what this supervision is, it's so open-ended where the deference that's given to the special counsel by the acting attorney general is such that there's no real supervision going on here.
The way I read the record is we just don't know what is going on.
That's correct.
From the legal argument, you have to, or do you have to, argue that it would be impermissible for the Deputy Attorney General to exercise the type of substantial supervision that you say would be required.
The government, the special counsel, the government argues that these regulations are binding as law on them. Therefore, the special the supervising or so-called supervising officer here can maybe ask for that, but the special counsel could say, "It's my discretion whether I need to talk to you." And if the acting attorney general says, "Well, wait a minute, I'm supervising you, I'm going to fire you for that," he can't do that because these regulations prohibit that unless there was and as Judge Friedrich said, some action that was, quote, so inappropriate in terms of what our policies are at the Department of Justice.
Well, what I'm getting at is what the goose for the gander, you know, that sort of argument.
Yeah.
What may be inappropriate to one deputy attorney general may not be inappropriate to another.
That's right.